a teaching for some brothers and sisters in Pakistan, like we saw. Got my Pakistani flag here, and of course we got the Canadian flag. And didn't quite work out this time, so we're gonna try again next week. So I decided to do a live stream, and of course I got my camcorder for the video we're going to do later on when we do the production for the YouTube and the Facebook and all these different things like that. So anyhow, Missionary Prize Bible School International. Missionary Prize Bible School International. Today's Saturday, July 24th, and 2021. And we were supposed to do this teaching for some brothers and sisters in Moolah Christian Colony City, Kanawal, Punjab, Pakistan, South Asia. So this is not the first time we're doing a teaching for some brothers and sisters in Asia, in Pakistan, the nation of Pakistan. It's a big nation, and but anyhow, it didn't work out. And so I had asked the sister, what did she want me to teach on? And she said, you choose and it will be a blessing, whatever you choose. So I was going to do a teaching on the cross. What the Word has to say about the cross. What does the Bible have to say about the cross? Right? And so anyhow, she got back to me later on and she said, why don't you do a teaching on discipleship? Which is a great topic also. And I'm very familiar with it, what the Word has to say about discipleship. And actually, I'm called. The Lord gave me a word years ago. I was coming out of the washroom downstairs here. And He said, I'm going to use you to bring discipleship back into my church, or back into the church. So, let's get started here. So anyhow, like I said, discipleship, 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 discipleship. Discipleship, discipleship. We've been writing and reading books and writing books about discipleship for many moons, many years. And I would say that most of it is wrong. Most of it is wrong, 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 wrong. Okay, good. All right, ABC. ABC. First one is, what is a disciple of Jesus Christ? And the next question was, how do you disciple someone? And number C, how do you make a disciple? All right, so let's start here with two key Greek words from the New Testament. The Greek text is, we have, first of all, Strong's number 3100, which is a verb meaning to disciple. And of course, we're going to put all this on the screen because we're not doing OBS right now. And so we got the original word, transliteration. And then we have the definition, to make a disciple of, train in discipleship. I am trained, discipled, instructed. So basically it means to disciple, helping someone to progressively learn the Word of God to become a matured, growing disciple, literally a learner, a true follower, Christ follower, to train, develop in the truths of Scripture and the lifestyle required. Wow. Helping a believer learn to be a disciple of Christ in belief and practice. Okay, so this is very, very down my alley. Of course, this has to do with missionary prizes. And of course, the other word is right after that is 3101. And this is more of the noun. What is a disciple? A disciple. A disciple. Not to disciple, but a disciple. And very interesting. This same word, from same as the last word, it has the word math. M-A-T-H, believe it or not, like mathematics. Math means the mental effort needed to think something through. That's why they use it with the word mathematics. But this is mathetes, and meaning a learner, disciple, follower of Christ who learns the doctrines, who learns the doctrines of Scripture and the lifestyle they require. Someone catechized. That's a big word, catechized. And with proper instruction from the Bible, with its necessary follow-through life applications. Very good definitions here from Strong's, Mr. Strong's. And so let's just look at some key words here, or key verses here. In starting with Luke 9:23. I don't know if my camera's a little crooked here, or let me see here if I can maybe straighten this out a bit. Let me see here. see here. I think that'll be a little bit better. A little bit better. For the camcorder, anyhow. For the video. So, Luke 9:23, Amplified. And he, Jesus, said to all, if any person, not just some, but any person, yeah, unlimited atonement, not limited, but unlimited, all right, this has got nothing to do with God's sovereignty, this has to do with man's free will, if any person will come after me, go after me, like men go after women and women go after men. If we use that same passion towards God, we see a whole different ballgame on this planet. Let him deny himself. Oh, deny himself. Yeah. Disown himself. Forget, lose sight of himself and his own interests. Refuse and give up himself and take up his cross daily. See, that's what I was going to say. The teaching on the cross would have fit. Well, it does fit in with this. Now, he's not talking about the cross where he died and we died. He's talking about our own cross. After once we get born again, daily, Luke, the Gospel of Luke adds the word daily, and follow me, cleave steadfastly to me, conform wholly to my example in living and if need be, in dying also. Well, dying to self, that's for sure, but there's also this whole realm of martyrdom, persecution, right? So there is that aspect in all of this, obviously, but dying to self is the big one here. And Luke 14:27, whosoever does not persevere and carry his own cross and come after, follow me, cannot be my disciple. So we have a lot of believers out there. We have a lot of believers out there, but we have very few disciples. It's like we have a lot of children of God, but very few sons of God. In order to do that transition from child of God to son of God, you're going to have to go under some major heavy-duty discipleship. And it's discipleship by the Spirit, ultimately. That's where you get into the school of the Spirit. All right? So anyhow, let's move on here. Colossians 1:28-29. Him we preach, Christ, Jesus Christ, we preach and proclaim, warning, admonishing everyone, not just some, but everyone. Because Jesus said, go into all the nations, right? Go into all the world, right? The world of the Jews and the Gentiles, right? Everyone and instructing everyone in all wisdom, comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, that we may present every person mature, full grown, fully initiated, complete, and perfect in Christ. All right? All right. So let's move on to verse 29 here. For this I labor. Paul labored. Yeah, this is going to take work. This is going to take work. Working with people with their strongholds, their wrong mindsets, wrong believing. I tell you, this is going to take a lot of work. For this I labor unto weariness, striving with all the superhuman energy with he so mightily enkindles and works within me. So this is going to take a lot of patience, and it's going to take a lot of perseverance, and it's going to take a lot of love too. All right, let's move on to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. Don't mean to leave out 11, but I'm going to leave it out for now. 12, his intention, God's intention, was the perfecting and full equipping of the saints, every saint, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering towards building up Christ's body of the church. That's why the church is in shambles right now. That's why it's broken. That's why it's not functioning as it ought to, because we have not equipped the saints. We have not. All right, if you think you have, I doubt it very much. I'm looking at the fruit. I don't look at what you say. I look at what the results, the end results are. So verse 13, that it might, who might divide? The body, the church, might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God as the firstborn son. That we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, of the Christ, and the completeness found in Him. In Christ we are complete. That's what it says in Colossians, right? We are complete in Him, but that's the recreated spirit. That's the new nature. That has nothing to do with the soul. But here he's talking about discipleship, talking about he wants to bring that into the soul. Discipleship is all about the soul. It's not about the recreated spirit. The perfecting of the saints. That has nothing to do with the human spirit. That's got that the human spirit is righteous, it's holy, it's blameless, the whole nine yards. Everything Jesus was, everything he was, everything he had in his humanity is found in the new nature. And that's what we are in Christ. But that's got to be transferred over into the soul. That's where it talks about mind renewal. 14, so then we may no longer be children. See, he wants us to move from being children to sons. Tossed like ships to and fro between gusts, chance of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men and women, gamblers engaged in every shifting from form of trickery and inventing errors to mislead. The church is full of this. It is full of this, I'll tell you. 15, rather let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, enfolded in love. Let us grow up in every way and in all things unto him who is the head, even Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. All right. And verse 16, for because of him, the whole body, not just some of the body, the whole body, the church, in all of its various parts, all of its various functions, members, wow, giftings, closely joined and firmly knit together by the joints and ligaments with which it is supplied. Talking about the human body, going compared it to the human body, how the human body works, all is all glued together. It's all work, the joints all working together, the arms and the wrists and the knuckles and all that, all working together. That's right. Supplied when each part with power adapted to its need is working properly. Is working properly. Yeah, well, it's not working properly in most cases. In all of its functions, grows to full maturity, building itself up in love. So let's stay in Ephesians here. Let's move down to we're still in 4, but let's move down to verse 22 and 24. 22, 23, 24. Talking about to believers here. That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Okay, the old man. We all got the old man. Once we are born again, we all got the old man in the soul, in the sense man. That's where the old man is. Once the old man has been crucified, Romans 6, 6. But we got the old man. That's the unrenewed mind. That's the carnal mind. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, in your mind, their mind needs to be renewed. Romans 12, 2. I repeat myself a lot. A lot of my videos touch on this, but it's the word, and we got to get the word inside of people. 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. See, the new man is righteous and holy. Just as Jesus is the new man. He is the new Adam. He showed up. And he's all these things and so much more. And we are those things in him, in your union with him. But where is that union? It's in our recreated spirit. That's where that's how we're in union with Christ, with that new nature. All right? So, last but not least, yeah, we're done here. Last but not least, Galatians 4:19. This is one of the first verses the Lord gave me back in 2007 when he began to unfold all this for me. My little children, see, little children, you want them to grow up, for whom I am against suffering birth pangs. See, there's the word laboring. That has to do with laboring. Birth pangs until Christ, the new man, is completely and permanently formed, molded within you. What part of you? The soul. The soul. Going back to the five keys, all right? So I don't have time to touch on that. I just wanted to do a brief teaching so that when David comes back, he won't have too much work to do. So anyhow, like I finish all my teachings, all of them, lately anyhow, I usually finish with this. Walk or run. If you can run, that's great. But walk in the full, walk means live. Okay, walk, live. Live in the fullness of the grace of God. Shalom and amen. Thank you very much.